Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, everybody. Michael Ferreira. I'm running for Ward 1 Council. I've been here in Fort McMurray for just about 20 years. My wife, since the 70s. I've been very active in watching local politics for the last 10 years, and actively participating probably the last four. So thanks, Elliot, for having me.
Yeah, no worries.
And hopefully you guys get a chance to get to know me a little bit, what I'm about.
There we go. Awesome. So let's start in regards to how, over the last 4 years, have you got engaged?
Well, for the last eight, I would say.
Okay.
I've watched every council meeting. Literally everyone.
Oh, okay.
I've probably seen more council meetings than councillors.
Yeah.
This past term, yeah. I've not only just watched them, I've started going. And it's amazing the extra you learn when you're there.
Mm-hmm.
So online you see somebody saying something, but you don't see all the other parts of communication that go with it. And very eye-opening.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few things have come up this term that I personally don't agree with. I think we've got to be fiscal stewards of the taxpayers' money. And I don't necessarily think we've done that all the time. So I've decided that instead of just watching, it was time to talk. So I started talking about some of those things.
Okay. And so let's hear a little bit about your background. Like, who are you? Like, I know you've done the podcast before.
Yeah.
But that was literally over 500 episodes again. So let's reintroduce yourself to the audience.
I was born and raised in Saskatchewan. Ended up making a career change, came out here, got into power engineering through Keanu, actually. I work for a smaller oil company based here in Fort McMurray. My wife had a long run with Syncrude. She was, packaged off a few years ago with some of the changes going on there. And she's made a career change too. She started her own business in her home and doing massage therapy and loving it. So I think it was a horrible thing at the time, a wonderful thing ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
Raised a boy here who's now out on his own making his way in the world. And so we found our empty nest was getting a little too empty. So we, during COVID, we got a miniature schnauzer.
Okay.
And if you've ever heard a miniature schnauzer, there is no silence. So it's not very empty nest anymore.
That's awesome.
So
it's funny the joy a dog brings into your life.
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
What a game changer. So what's the name of your dog?
Well, we called her Pino because we both like having a glass of wine now and again. And my wife was like, Pino Noir. I think we should call her Pino.
Okay.
And I think we should also.
I like that. So which one does she gravitate to? Like, when you come home today, is she going to be waiting for the door for you? Or what's she looking like?
She's crazy about anybody coming to the door. I will be politically correct and say she loves us equally.
Yeah.
If you were to ask my wife, she would say she loves you so much more.
Right.
And maybe it's because it's a female dog. And
yeah.
So she kind of... You know, we'll put her on the bed with us, and she's always got to have like a paw touching me, not so much mom. So
that's hilarious. Yeah. That's so nice. That's awesome, man. So, in regards to the work that you used to do, like, what roles did you play in your organizations?
I was in the financial business and just kind of independent, right? Given some financial advice and stuff with a larger company. Mm-hmm. But honestly, that's an okay way to make a living. I don't think I'm cut out to be the sit behind a desk guy, mm-hmm. right? And you know, that getting up in the morning and you know, have a shave and put on a tie and the whole thing, pretty soon that tie starts feeling pretty tight, mm-hmm. you know? So I start looking, well, geez, what can I do here? I'm getting a little older. I don't know if I want to do this. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't really even know about power engineering, or didn't know a whole lot about Fort McMurray. Mm-hmm. But I started doing some research and I was like, geez, that's kind of right up my alley. I think like this would be something I'd be good at. It's the way my mind works. And so they sent me like an aptitude test and this and that. And the school called me back and said, you know, you tested through the roof on your thing. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like, come on up. And so I said, well, I guess I'll do that. And the convincer was, you know, they have a work term program. So you can come up here. And basically your school, you pay for it, it'll pay for itself, mm-hmm. right, by having a work term. Plus you get some hands-on experience, some maybe some contacts and some networking and all that kind of stuff that goes with the job. So with the idea that at the end, hopefully you can find employment, and I did. And I've actually been with the same company the whole time. I'm happy and all that stuff, so.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's a great story. Like, that's a great story for somebody who is thinking about potentially moving to Fort McMurray.
Yes. Yes. And you know, honestly, the thing about it, and I think we have some opportunity here in Fort McMurray. We've got this RAP program through the high schools. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic for kids. And certainly not everybody has to go into trades. I mean, that's... Some will have an aptitude for it, some will not. Mm. I would love to see that program. We've seen how successful it is with the trades. Maybe we can branch that out a little bit for, you know, some other things, not just, you know, heavy trades. Mm-hmm. In the same way, we've got Keanu and we've got, you know, trades programs there, nursing. You know, maybe we should be looking at some other stuff. We always talk about how do we increase business here? How do we get more people to come move here and stay here? And you know, if we have things that will bring young people here, there's a chance to capture that, mm-hmm. right? So maybe we look at things like, a paramedic. Let's have paramedic programs. Let's have
cooking.
Cooking would be
being
good.
A chef, yeah. That's a trade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Firefighting. You know, our boy, he went to Vermilion for fire school. With the industry and the facilities that we have here, like, wouldn't that be a perfect program to have here? Maybe we should be looking at that. Right? I mean, I don't know. That's certainly have a conversation.
That's right.
Is that something that we can advocate for on council? Yeah, yeah. Possibly. We can certainly be part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's limits to what you can do on council, but part of the idea of economic development is, you know, we got to have people that are bringing ideas forward and seeing what it's going to take to pursue them. It's not just, you know, endlessly throwing money at, you know, things that we call economic development and, you know, years later, you're like, well, geez, when's the development part coming? Right? So, you know, we got to get people together collaborating and the money will come itself. So that's kind of where I'm thinking anyway. Yeah.
No, I like that direction. And you're not wrong in regards to, like, what is the end product that we're getting?
Yeah.
You know, you're spending this money. Everybody spends money and you're always concern about the end product.
100%.
So I like your vision in regards to the end product being like, let's get some people here, let's train them, and then let's get them like suitable for the right jobs. We have the industry, let's collaborate with education, maybe like you said, through the wrap program in the different high schools and or through the college.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool, man. Yeah. So as far as campaigning, how's it going for you?
Okay, well, so because here's the thing with my campaign. I really was very last minute on it.
Okay.
I batted around the idea for probably 6 months. Am I going to run? Am I not going to run? Like, I don't know. Do I need this headache and stuff? Like, I'm certainly not doing it for money.
Yeah.
Finally, my wife kind of convinced me. She said, well, you know, you watch all this stuff all the time anyway. And every time something happens and you're not particularly happy about it, you come home and tell me, and then you say, you know, because of this, you watch, you know, next year this is going to happen, and then next year it comes and it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, maybe you need to be a voice there. So once she gave me the okay, then, you know, honestly, this is going to take me away from home time and family time and stuff. I still got a full-time job. I think that if I'm lucky enough to be on council, mm-hmm. I tell her all the time, well, we're on council, right? Because like, you're part of me and this is us. So like we're doing this. I happen to be the person sitting here, mm-hmm. but we're the ones doing it. So once she gave me the okay, then I kind of said, all right. So as far as things going okay, yes, I was probably a little late to the game. I probably would have been, had I decided a month prior, I would have been a little more prepared, probably, as far as signage goes and, you know, a few other things like that. Maybe had a little bit of a team together, but I think there's a slippery slope having a team together too, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're a small community, everybody knows everybody, and, you know, there's stuff going on in campaigns that are, you know, I'm not going to say things aren't above board, but, you know, I would never want anybody to accuse me of being beholden to anybody.
Right.
The only reason I'm thinking of doing this is we have issues in the RM, and I think I can be a strong voice to maybe turn those issues around.
There you go. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his questions for the Mac City Minute, brought to you by Carrie and Patchouli Rose. Tanner, hitting with the Mac City Minute.
Question number one. What is one place you miss the most from 1970s Fort McMurray?
Oh my goodness. 1970s Fort McMurray. Well, I only moved here, it's almost 20 years, so I had never been in Fort McMurray.
I thought that was his wife. Oh, his wife.
And she was like seven in the 70s. So, yeah. Sorry.
No wrong answers.
Old school Fort McMurray. What's the thing you miss the most?
Honestly, I really liked Long Shots. It was such a neat place.
Yup.
Right? Like, yeah. It was.
That's how I know you.
It was a true sports bar.
Yeah.
In a place where sports bars had turned into just like corporate things.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't. That was just a four-mac thing. And you go there, get cheap wings, you go watch a boxing match, or you know, go watch the game, have a beer with your buddies and some wings. It's right downtown, always pretty busy.
Mm-hmm.
It was just an awesome place. And then, well, then we had dreams of, you know, building a hockey arena that was gonna ultimately cost more than Rogers did.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I mean, thank goodness those people with those dreams are gone. But anyway.
That's awesome.
Question number two. If you were completely submerged underwater, would you consider yourself wet?
If I was completely submerged underwater.
Yeah.
Would I consider myself wet?
Or are you not wet until you leave the water?
Wow, that is a deep, deep dive.
Yeah.
It's an interesting question.
It's a decisive question.
You don't think that you're when you're submerged, you don't really think you're wet. You know you're wet, but you don't really think you're wet.
You don't feel wet until you leave.
And you, that is correct. And as a person who a month ago went scuba diving for his first time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the further down you go, you didn't really feel wet. That is so bizarre. I've never even thought of that before.
Yeah. Well, so do you think you're wet underwater, or do you have to come up?
I think you only think you're wet once you're up.
There we go. Yeah, I've never heard that question before.
I think that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyways, question number 3. What is your favorite food to grab at a continental breakfast?
Continental breakfast? Well, I'm kind of a bacon guy.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the right answer.
Know, smoky, salty, like pretty tough to beat bacon.
And when it's at a continental breakfast and you just take as much as you want? Yeah.
Yeah.
Question number 4. If you had an all expenses paid shopping spree, what is the first thing you'd buy?
Boy, that's a good one. We're not overly extravagant people.
But when it's free.
Yeah. Yeah. The problem is if that never ending spree ends, and you become a customer to that, it's going to be pretty hard to go back.
Yeah. So you can't buy like a jet because it costs to upkeep, right? Like,
yes. So I think I would buy something, maybe a really, really good bottle of wine. I would just, maybe, you know, it has some age on it. I know that it's not bad. And just, you know, later on, just enjoy that with my wife, quietly, maybe sitting on the deck or something on a nice evening.
There you go.
And your final question. If you could sit next to any two people on a long flight, who would you choose?
Well, I think Adam Sandler would be a really funny guy to sit beside. And completely contrasted, I would like to sit beside Robert McNamara on this side of me. So, you know, kind of like the right-hand man at JFK, he was through all these different things, Bay of Pigs and Vietnam and all the stuff. Like the stories you could hear about kind of what went on in those times, kind of before me, but really shaped our world. Like things could have went really south really quick,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the 60s and ended up not. I think he'd be really interesting to talk to. And then Adam Sandler.
For comedic relief.
Well, not just comedic. Like, he just seems like the guy, hey, you want to go have a beer? And he'd be like, oh, yeah, let's go have a beer.
Yeah, just a, right? Just
like,
a guy.
Like, he's just one of the guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Those have been your 5 questions.
There we go. Awesome. That Sandler's a good one. The scuba diving one, though. Dude, tell me about that trip.
Well, it was good. We were in a bunch of years ago. I've got 3 nieces, and the 2 oldest ones we took with us to the Bahamas. So the youngest one was a little too young to appreciate it, and so we always feel like we kind of owed her one.
Yeah.
And the reason we took the other two is we went with another couple that had children about the same age. It was, oh, this would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We can play and we can do adult stuff, and it's good. So friends of ours, they were planning a trip to Mexico at the end of August, and they have kids. And my niece has been up here to visit, and she's met them. They're our next door neighbors, and so she knows these kids. I said, well, maybe we should just go to Mexico with them, and she can come. So we decided to do that. And then one of the things they wanted to do was go scuba diving. So I said, oh, okay, I've always wanted to try that. So
yeah,
you know, let's go. You know, I'm a fat guy. We're usually buoyant, so it was kind of neat to have a little weight there, and it pulls you down.
Yeah.
My niece, she came out there with us, and they gave us a little quasi-certification, and we didn't go real deep, but we were probably 40, 45 feet down.
Wow.
That's pretty deep.
Yeah, and, bro.
and it was pretty awesome, actually. The I struggled with it. It's the first time you put your face underwater. It's a weird thing.
Breathing underwater.
The breathing thing is just, it's weird, right? Once you get used to that, it's kind of cool. And I think a guy needs to do it a few more times, kind of maintaining your eardrums kind of the way you need to is kind of a neat thing to learn about. But I think if you did it two or three times, you'd kind of get that down, and you'd get your breathing down. And the breathing is more about kind of keeping your altitude and your depth.
Okay.
So if you're breathing harder, you tend to rise, and if you breathe just steady, you end up staying steady, which is, you know, the people that are down there with you kind of showing you what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can tell they do it all the time, right? Their breath is always perfect. They stay at exactly what depth they want.
Yeah.
And they're running around all over helping people. And so it's pretty fascinating. There truly is another world down below.
Yeah, very cool. Well, Tanner just tapped his watch. That means we are out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Well, I'm gonna split that into two. I hope you guys all go out and vote. Early polls open on the 3rd. The 20th is election day. Obviously, I hope you vote for me. Follow along with my campaign on Facebook. You'll see my ideas, platform, this and that. Hopefully my ideas will align with your ideas, my values with your values. And you can join along on this ride with me. The second thing I'd like to plug is my wife's business, Embrace You Wellness. You'll find her on Facebook and stuff. She's not looking to grow real, real big, but I don't know of anybody that's been in to see her that's not turned around and recommended her. So I think you'd be real happy. So
there we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Really do appreciate it. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.